If you prefer manual, time-consuming processes, then this message isn't for you. But if you want to slash per loan cost and boost productivity, then exploring Indicom's Genius Suite is your next step. Integrate Genius into your operations or pair Genius with Indicom's expert mortgage services for proven ROI. Learn how to get Genius at work by visiting Indicom.com.
Hey, Housing News listeners, this is Alcina Lloyd, and I'm the producer of this weekly podcast, which is a proud member of the Industry Syndicate. Today, you'll be listening to episode 12 of season 4 of the Housing News Podcast. In today's bonus episode, which features a Housing Wire daily interview with Notary Cam's Rick Triola, the CEO explains why more title industry professionals have adopted remote online notarization in 2020 and shares why he believes RON is here to stay in 2021. But before you listen, here's a brief word from our sponsor.
Now more than ever, homeowners and borrowers of the future need to understand impacts and options during times of financial hardship. Freddie Mac has made home possible for 50 years and is committed to providing assistance and clarity to the housing market. Through All for Home SM efforts, Freddie Mac Single Family is leading the future of housing through insights, education, mortgage, and business solutions. Learn more about resources to help you and the clients you serve at sf.freddiemac.com/affordable lending.
Thank you for listening, and here's the 12th episode of season 4 of the Housing News Podcast.
Hello, Housing Wire guests. Today I'm joined by Notary Cam CEO Rick Triola. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Well, let's get started with the main question of RON adoption. As we all know, states have changed a lot this year when it comes to RON acceptance due to COVID-19. Do you think these policies will stick around in 2021?
Yeah, I think so. You know, RON is pretty much here to stay. It's proven over the last couple of years for the offices that have used us, as far back as 3-4 years ago, that it has become very sticky. So, you know, sadly, during this pandemic, it's there's a greater need today than it was 3-4 years ago. But I think going forward, it makes a lot of sense that all this will become sticky. And I can't imagine any legislation being reversed.
Looking at a nationwide level, what is the state of the Senate Secure Notarization Act?
Yeah, it's an interesting, timely question, because as of today, I think in about an hour, the Land Title Association, you may not be aware, has put together a letter to Congress, and I signed off on that yesterday. And obviously, it's it's needed. It just kind of gives everybody a standard that everybody could abide by, and I think. The challenge when it first came out, with the pandemic, it was a good idea, but there were a lot of things going on in the world that kind of put that on the back burner. But there's no question that 2021, and again, there's, as far as I'm aware of, there are no objections to national RON standards, so I think it should go through pretty well in 2021.
Interesting. Well, what states will probably be the last to accept RON, and why?
You know, it's a funny, jokingly, I'm from New York. I just told you I'm living in Southern California, but for 20 years. But I grew up in New York, and I always said when I started down this road that New York would probably be the last state. And a funny thing is that, Governor Cuomo actually was one of the first delivered one of the first emergency COVID legislations in April, recognizing the benefits of RON, and they needed to get something on the board quickly. So, and ironically, California, where I sit today and being a tech capital of the world, is right now appears to be the last state in, and we're all doing our job to make them comfortable with this process. You know, like I said, we've been doing this for 8 years and almost 500,000 RON transactions. So we're just trying to get them comfortable with that this is fine. This is okay.
Well, I'd like to dive a little deeper on how industry professionals are adopting RON, even if there is no nationwide legislation allowing RON. Do you see title agents still adopting it in 2021? I know we touched on that a little bit, but can you elaborate just a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I come from the title world. That's how this whole thing got started a long time ago. And, you know, change is difficult for anybody. So when you get on the title side and the closing side of the table, you know, as a realtor where I first started, you know, I'm doing onesies and twosies type of transactions. But when you get in on the other side of the title world and the escrow world, you know, they're trying to close 30, 40, 50 files in the next 30 days. So change is difficult. You know, whatever they're doing now, to get them to do something else is a little bit challenging. So we, with that in mind, when we built our platform, we made this very simple and very easy of use for the settlement agents. So the companies, the agencies that have used this over the years have really enjoyed it and adopted it. And some of our early, actually Stewart offices adopted this about 3 years ago. And for the last 2.5 years, nobody comes into their office. So they were really ready for COVID and gave them a nice competitive advantage. So I think where we are now, the title agents understand that their clients are looking for this. Their lender clients are looking for this. Borrowers are looking for this. The sellers want to get in and get out. And so the world has changed. And I think, you know, with the ease of use, there'll be, we'll see 2021 as a huge time to adopt, you know.
Yeah. And you said change is difficult. And this actually ties into my next question on change, taking a look back on this year as we could quickly approach the end of 2020. In what ways has the title industry changed?
Well, I think the title industry is, really recognizing that they need to be like everybody else. They need to be digital. You know, you've really got to figure out, you need that competitive advantage. And because of the need of COVID, kind of forced everybody's hand to speed up this process. Everybody knew it was nice to have, but right now it's you must have this. And you've got to stay competitive. And the hardest part with the title industry is our biggest challenge over the years is getting the escrow officer, the title officer, do their first transaction. Once they do the first transaction, they're sold. And we've seen the emails saying, oh my God, I just did my first RON transaction. I'm never doing this any other way. This is so easy and so convenient, right? So I think it's getting the first one. And like I said, I totally respect the challenges that the title industry, the escrow offices face because of the pressure that they're under to close so many transactions and, you know, so in such a short period of time and papers going in and out and scanning. And so I think once they get the understand the ease of use, they will continue to adopt very easily.
Well, I want to quickly touch on Notary Cam being acquired by Stewart Title. What does this acquisition mean for RON adoption? You know, as a 2019 tech trendsetter and a 2020 Vanguard, what does this acquisition mean for you going forward?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, Stewart was an early partner of ours, like I mentioned, and they're way ahead of the curve on RON and understood the value proposition. And so we built a great relationship over the years with Stewart. And you know, with their brand and recognition and strength and resources, you know, it's going to help us help our customers, you know, with, you know, breadth of new products and customer support and new people and all the things that we need. And so we'll keep ahead of the curve with Stewart and it's exciting for us and our team is exciting. Our team is staying the same. So nothing changes for us. We remain that autonomous relationship, but it's exciting to be under the Stewart family of companies.
All right, Rick. Well, lastly, is there anything else you would like to add before we go today?
No, I think everybody agrees that we can't wait for the end of 2020 and exciting for 2021. I just think it's a lot of lessons learned. We were forced to do things that we weren't ready to do, even for us. You know, our tremendous growth in real estate closings exponentially, you know, what we were doing on a monthly basis in January last year, we're now doing on a daily basis as far as real estate closing. So sometimes that growth, you know, forces you to anything you had in your tech pipeline that needed to make it more efficient, you know, that probably we would have got done in 2 years. We got it done in 2 months. Necessity as the mother of invention, right? So we had to get these things done. And so again, getting back to the ease of use, I think it helped everybody, and this is here to stay, and we're excited with the new relationship with Stuart to really take this to a next level and the level that everybody would be proud of.
A lot of great insight here today. Rick, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take care, Victoria. Happy holidays.
Thank you for listening to the Housing News Podcast. Please don't forget to give us feedback and rate us on iTunes. Also, make sure to check out HousingWire's latest podcast, The Daily Download, which is a daily wrap of HousingWire's hottest stories, now available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, and more. We'll see you next week.